Page 82. D. Growing up in Little Havana.
My name is Al. We came to Miami in 1987 as immigrants when I was a baby. We're originally from Nicaragua in Central America. My parents left Costa Rica in the mid-70s because of the communist regime in Nicaragua. Then they got an opportunity to go to the USA on vacation, and they ended up staying. I grew up in Miami in La Pequeña Havana, which is Spanish for Little Havana. It's a good neighborhood. If you're not from Miami, for some reason, people think it's a bad neighborhood. But it really isn't. It's a little bit more broken down because the people living there are lower middle class, but growing up there was pretty good. You had a little bit of gang activity, but if you know your way around and you walk around with confidence, you're okay. My girlfriend has Cuban parents. They're also exiles. Miami is a city of exiles. Everybody is here for the same reason. Either they are leaving their country because of poverty, communism, or crooked governments. We call each other refs, which means that we're refugees. I often wonder what would have happened if it wasn't for the crooked government my parents fled from. My life would have been in Nicaragua, and I would have had a completely different life. But God didn't want it that way. So, I'm here. In Little Havana, you find primarily Cubans. Obviously, a lot of Central Americans, such as Nicaraguans, Hondurans, Salvadorians, Panamanians, and a few Costa Ricans. Most of us are bilingual. The majority of Hispanic kids in Miami learn English in school and Spanish at home. I really can't remember when I learned one or the other language, but my mother, when I was a kid, wouldn't allow us to talk any English in the house because she figured that we were going to learn it outside, which was correct. In this city, Spanish is really the first language. Little Havana, Coral Gables, and the other neighborhoods here in Miami, I would say, are some of the only places in the country where you can get away with not knowing any English. You will be okay, but outside of Miami, it would be very difficult. Miami is very vibrant. The lights, the music, the salsa, the sun and the beaches. That's Miami, the mix of South and Central American and Caribbean cultures all put together. It's very lively, and people are friendly. We enjoy having people over visiting. So by all means, come over and check it out for yourself. We kind of like to stay out of trouble, you know. It's not like in other parts of the country where you have shootings and killings. It's a very happy place. People love the sun and the tourism. You guys keep us afloat.